ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई विल स्पीक इन इंग्लिश एंड देन दिस ट्रांसलेशन। So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter, text number 22. Astaum prakritayam proktas trayam eva hi tad gunaham vikaram sodas acharyai पुमान एका समन्वयात्। अष्टाव प्रकृतया प्रोक्ता त्रया एव हि तद्गुणः विकारा सदस आचार्याय पुमान एका समन्वयात्। अष्टा प्रकृतया प्रोक्ता त्रया एव हि तद्गुणः विकारा सरस आचार्याय पुमान एका समन्वयात्। अष्टाव प्रकृतया प्रोक्तास त्रया एव हि तद्गुणः विकारा सदसाचार्याय पुमानेका समन्वयात्। अष्टाव प्रकृतया प्रोक्तास त्रया एव तद्गुणः विकार सदसाचार्याय पुमानेका समन्वयात्। त्रया एव तद्गुणः विकारा सदसाचार्याय पुमानेका समन्वयात्। अष्टाव प्रकृतया प्रोक्तास त्रया एव तद्गुणः विकारा सदसाचार्याय पुमानेका समन्वयात्। अष्टा प्रकृतया प्रोक्तास त्रया एव हि तद्गुणः विकारा सदसाचार्याय का समन्वया। मतजीस। अष्टा प्रकृतया प्रोक्तास त्रया एव हि तद्गुणः विकारा सदसाचार्याय पुमानेका समन्वयात्। अष्टाव एट प्रकृतया मटेरियल एनर्जीज प्रोक्ता इट इज सेड Traya. Three. Eva. Certainly. He. Indeed. Tadguna. The modes of material nature. Vikara. Transformations. Sudarshan. 16. Acharyai. By the authorities. Puman. The living entity. Eka. One. Samanvayat. From conjunction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Isya Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The Lord's eight separated material energies, the three modes of material nature and the 16 transformations, the 11 senses and the five gross material elements like earth and water. Within all these, the one spirit soul exists as the observer. Therefore, all the great acharyas have concluded that the individual soul is conditioned by these material elements. Purport. As explained in the previous verse, kshetreshu deheshu tadatma yogair adhyatma vit brahmagatim labhita. A spiritually advanced person can understand how the spiritual particle exists within the body, and thus by cultivating spiritual knowledge he can attain perfection in spiritual life. The intelligent person who is expert in finding the self within the body must understand the eight external energies which are listed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapo nalovayu kam mana buddhi revacha ahankaritya me bina prakritir ashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Altogether these eight comprise my separated material energies. Bhumi, earth, includes all the objects of sense perception. Roop, form, ras, taste, gandha, smell, shabda, sound and sparsha, touch. Within the earth are the fragrance of roses, the taste of sweet fruit, and whatever else we want. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Kama Dugdha Mahi. The earth, Mahi, contains all our requirements. Thus the objects of sense perception are all present in Bhumi, or the earth. The gross material elements and subtle material elements, mind, intelligence and ahankar, false ego, constitute the total material energy. Within the total material energy are the three modes material modes or qualities. These qualities, sattva-gun, raja-gun and tamagun, belong not to the soul but to material energy. It is because of the interaction with these three material modes of nature that the five knowledge-gathering senses, the five working senses and their control of the mind are manifested. Then according to these modes, the living entity gets the opportunity to perform different types of karma with different types of knowledge, thinking, feeling and willing. Thus the bodily machine begins to work. This has all been properly analyzed in Sankhya Yoga by the great acharyas, especially by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in his incarnation as Devahuti Putra Kapila. This is indicated here by the word acharyai. We need not follow anyone who is not an authorized acharya. Acharyavan purusho veda. One can understand the truth fully when he takes shelter of an expert acharya. The living entity is individual, but the body is a composition of many material elements. This is proved by the fact that as soon as the living entity quits this combination of material elements, it becomes a mere conglomeration of matter. the matter is qualitatively one and the spirit soul is quantitatively one with the Supreme. The Supreme One and the individual soul is one. But the individual soul is understood to be the master of the individual combination of material energy, whereas the Supreme Lord is the control of the total material energy. The living entity is the master of his particular body, and according to his activities he is subjected to different types of pains and pleasures. However, although the Supreme Person, the Paramatma, is also one, he is present as an individual in all the different bodies. The material energy is in fact divided into 24 elements. The individual soul, the owner of the individual body, is a 25th subject, and above everything is Lord Vishnu as Paramatma, the Supreme Controller, who is the 26th subject. When one understands all of these 26 subjects, he becomes Adhyatmavit, an expert in understanding the distinction between matter and spirit. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshetra, Kshetra, Gyanor, Gyanam, understanding of the Kshetra, the constitution of the body, and the individual soul, and the Supreme constitutes real knowledge, or Gyan. Unless one ultimately understands that the Supreme Lord is eternally related with the individual soul, one's knowledge is imperfect. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanam ate jnanamam maam prapadyate. Vasudeva saravam itmi samahatma sarolabaha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Everything, material and spiritual, consists of various energies of Vasudeva, to whom the individual soul, the spiritual part of the Supreme Lord, is subordinate. Upon understanding this perfect knowledge, one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudolabaha. Sisi gonitai ki, sisi radaras pihari ki, sisi sitaram lakshman hanumanju ki. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshuranmilitam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishaganvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dino Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to his friends what he has heard when he was in the womb of his mother. When Narada Muni was instructing his mother, and of course also knowing that a great personality is there in the womb, also then practically giving instructions to Prahlada Maharaj. So Prahlada Maharaj is a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Kali Yuga avatar, who has come to give the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And although he is the Supreme Lord, no different from Sisi Radha and Krishna, but he has come in the form of a devotee to show us how to perform devotional service, how to attain the goal of life, how to realize, as is explained here also, how to realize that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul. And then to realize the Supreme Lord, and then his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri, after he had entered into the sannyas ashram, he was discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam with his devotees, and especially he used to visit Gadadhar Pandit, his most dear associate, in the Tota Gopinath temple. So many times he had told him, please relate to me, please tell me about Prahlad Charitra, about the life of Prahlad Maharaj. It is mentioned that actually 100 times he was hearing from Gadadhar Pandit about Prahlad Maharaj and his wonderful devotional service. So different devotees are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam who are great devotees of the Lord. Of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna, Krishna Sarup. And so it is explaining about Krishna and the different expanses of Krishna. So there's one verse which is known as Parishubhasha Sutra. So just like we have the Vedanta, the Veda, and this transcendent knowledge non different from the Supreme Lord, and that wasn't divided by Veda Vyas into four. And then he gave the conclusion of that, Vedanta. And then the Vedanta Sutra also. He has given the essence of the Bhagavad, of the Vedas in concise form, so that it can be easily studied by the common man. Of course, who are Brahminically inclined. Previously, only those who are Brahminically inclined, they were allowed to study under the guidance in the Gurukul, or in the place of the spiritual master. So, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful, and so he was delivering this transcendent knowledge to all, not making any distinction between the higher classes and the lower classes. So in a few words, so that is explained in the Vedanta Sutra. And then of course the Srimad Bhagavatam is the even the commentary of the Vedanta Sutra. And all Vedic knowledge actually is divided into four. Even the Vedanta Sutra. So the first is about Sambandha Jnana, about getting this knowledge from the spiritual master or the scriptures about our relationship with the Supreme Lord, Krishna, or his incarnations or his expansions. And that somehow we have come in this material world, although we belong to the spiritual world. And then the process is there, Abhideya Jnana, how to actually realize, because it is not sufficient simply to get knowledge, jnana, as explained here. So we are getting jnana, real knowledge. So by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and then the acharyas and the disciplic succession, so we are getting this knowledge. But it is not sufficient, but then we have to follow the process. We have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and then we may realize. And then comes Prayojan Gyan, the highest level, when one is actually completely realized, on the transcendental platform, free from the three modes of material nature, and then serving Krishna with love. The Srimad Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses, and a few verses which are considered very important. So one of them is the Paribhasha Sutra, which is actually explaining, just in one verse, what is actually the essence of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is, Ete Samsaha Kalapumsam Krishnas Tu, Bhagavan Swayam, Indriyari Vyakalok Lokam Ridyante Yuge Yuge. So Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is certainly the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then there are so many paths of or expanses of Krishna, or the expanses of the expansions, but Krishna is the source of all of them. As in the Brahma Samhita, Brahma himself, who is the creator, secondary creator of this world, being inspired by Krishna himself, as explained also again in the Bhagavatam, in the Chatushloki and the nutshell verses, which are considered also the essence of the Bhagavatam, four verses in the second canto, ninth chapter, verses 33 to 36. And there again, these four verses, actually they're dealing again also with Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan. Krishna there is explaining that I was there before the creation. I'm here now and after, when everything is destroyed, this material world, I'm there still also. And those who are intelligent, they will search for the absolute truth, directly or indirectly, and they will engage in devotional service. And even before that, he was saying one verse, that I'm giving you this knowledge, which is very confidential. But then he's saying that I'm giving also the ingredients, the process by which you can realize. So you please accept it. So it is not sufficient simply to get the knowledge, but then one has to practically apply this knowledge in one's life. So, and of course in the Bhagavatam, the first three verses, they're again also explaining. Of course we start with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Wherefore our obeisance is to Vasudev, the son of Vasudev and Devaki. So is the, of course, also the expansion of Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Brajendra Nandan, Gopinath, Ras Bihari. So the original form is actually in Braj, Krishna in Braj. And then even Vasudev Krishna, so is the expanded form. And then Dvarkadish also. So simultaneously they are existing, but Krishna's inconceivable energies. And in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Satyam Param Dimahi. So we should meditate on the Param Satya, the Absolute Truth, from whom everything has emanated, everything has come. As explained here in these verses, so Ashto Prakrita Praktas. So the eight separated material energies, and the three modes of material nature, and then the transformation, vikar, sodasavikar, 16 transformation, here means the 11 senses and the 5 gross material elements like earth, water, air, fire, air, ether. So they're all coming from Krishna, as Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. From the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumira Ponalovayo, everything is coming from Krishna. So he's the source of everything. But then through his expansions, and especially then the pre-Purushavatar, Karana Daksha Vishnu, Gaurava Daksha Vishnu, Kshira Daksha Vishnu, everything, and then with the help of Lord Brahma, who is instrumental in the creating this material world, being inspired by Krishna himself, getting this transcendental knowledge. Also actually was getting two mantras, one from Divya Saraswati, and then from Krishna himself. Krishna was playing the flute, and then the Gayatri emanated. So he was, by playing the flute, and then entered the ear holes. So as we know, he has four heads, and Lord Brahma, our Brahma, who is the smallest, and then he has 8 years, so it entered the 4 year right years, and in this way it was initiated by hearing Krishna playing the flute. And then he was doing tapa, he was meditating. So he got this transcendental knowledge. He was chanting these mantras, Gayatri mantras, and then he was performing austerity. And then he was able to realize Krishna Swarup and Krishna's holy abode, Golok. And therefore then he was able to recite a very beautiful Brahma Samhita, which we are also very familiar with. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in South India, so he went to one Adikeshav temple and there actually found the Brahma Samhita from the Brahmanas there. And then he was also getting one other book, which is very famous, Krishna Karnamrita, which was actually, these are beautiful verses compiled or spoken or sung by Bilva Mangal Thakur, also a great devotee who was there before Mahaprabhu. And it is even explained that he was singing these verses and Krishna himself was writing them down. And then it was given to the devotees. And then so Mahaprabhu, he collected and he gave these two books to his devotees when he returned to Puri from his South India yatra. And he gave to his devotees the Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. So it is nectar for Krishna's ears. So Krishna was very pleased when Bilva Mangal Thakur spoke. These beautiful verses. And then all the devotees in Puri, they copied these two books. And they were very dear to them, these two books. So Krishna himself is giving this transcendental knowledge. Tene Brahma Rida Ya Adi Kavaye. So the Adi Kavi, Kavi means poet. So the devotees, they have all these qualities, these wonderful qualities, the pure devotees. As mentioned in scriptures, 26 qualities, Krishnaika Sharanam. First of all, they are fully surrendered to Krishna. And then, so they are able to control this, the different urges which are coming from the demands of the mind, kam, krodh, lobh, moda, mada, matsarya. So they are able to control. They are beyond the three modes of material nature. They only use whatever is necessary to keep the body and soul together. And mitabhuk, they are eating very little. They are kavi, they are expert. Or in reciting transcendental literatures. Or they are poetic, they are very poetic. And they are expert in all their dealings, in whatever they are doing. And moni, they are silent, they are only speaking about Krishna, not anything else. Only things related to Krishna or about Krishna. So these material elements, so they are coming ultimately from Krishna. And all the living entities, they are coming from Krishna. Jivera Surupai Krishnera Nityadas. All the living entities are Krishna Das, servants of Krishna, completely apart from the gross and subtle body, as Atma. So that is the Surup. The Satchananda Surup is there, of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchananda Vigraha. So Krishna is the Parameshwar, the Supreme Lord. And he is a transcendental form, full of bliss and full of knowledge. And as explained here, so he's the Supreme Lord, and the individual soul is also one. So the individual soul is also Satchinananda Swarup. Also, he's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. But Krishna is Vibhu, he's unlimited, and the living entity is Anu. So the living entity only knows what is going on within his own consciousness and mind and body. But unless he's very advanced or pure, then he may know about others also, if he has a mystic power. But otherwise, he is aware or is the master of his body only, as Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport. Whereas the Supreme Soul, the Paramatma, and ultimately Krishna, is sarvavyapi, is all-pervading, and is situated in everyone's heart, and guiding all the living entities. Jyastigata Samastigata. So the individual soul is in this body, and so the whole Bhagavatam is there so that we may actually realize. And here, now Prahlad Maharaj is trying to tell his friends that we are not this body. And as in the Bhagavad Gita, so the most important instruction is there, first of all, that we have to understand that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul, that we are different from this gross body and the subtle body. But then we have to understand the existence of the Supreme Lord also. So the 24 elements are there, and beyond that the 25th subject is there, that is the spirit soul, and then the 26th is the Supreme Soul, the Paramatma. So this knowledge is given here by Prahlad Maharaj, and Prabhupada has mentioned also, so that referring from the last verse, Adhyatmavit, Brahma Gatim Labhita. So by actually engaging devotional service with this knowledge, then one can get this transcendental realization and then attain the supreme destination, Param Gati, Brahma Gati, to attaining to the planet of Krishna, entering into the planet of Krishna and serving Krishna with one's spiritual self, Sarup Siddhi, that is explained by Prabhupada also in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. Two kinds of perfections are there. So first of all, we must have this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge we have to receive from the spiritual master, from the scriptures, from the bona fide representative of the Lord. And then by practicing what we have heard, then we can realize. But already by coming in contact with the pure devotee, we are practically liberated by taking initiation from the spiritual master. But then we have to endeavor, and we have to practice, and we have to serve the spiritual master, and under his guidance the deities, and perform various services. And then we can realize more and more. And then ultimately come Sarup Siddhi, when we practically realize that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul. So Jnana is there, and then Vijnana. Vijnana is practical realization. And in the same seventh canto, in one purport, Prabhupada is explained the symptom of one who is realized. And he is given an example of the coconut. So we can see the coconut is here. In the beginning it is green, as the Bengalis, they know. And those who have gone to Mayapur, even here now they are here also. They are here, of course. But in Vrindavan we don't have them so much. But here we have they're also called dab here. Dab? No, how they call the green coconut? How is it called here? Huh? Coconut. And in Bengal they call dab. So that is kacha, it is not pakka, it is not ripe. Kacha. But it is very, very useful, it is very nice. You cut it open and you can drink it, it is very tasty. When it is very kacha, it is not very sweet. And there is no malai, there is no coconut pulp. But as it becomes more ripe, then it becomes more sweet. And then there is malai, there is the coconut pulp is there. And the coconut pulp is actually attached to the coconut shell. So in the beginning stage, the devotees, or even the materialistic person, they may hear, but they have no realization. They may know, oh yes, we are not this body, but there's no realization. So that is a kacha platform. But a little more advanced, then one can realize that, yeah, actually I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. But still then the attachment may be there to this body. It is not easy to become detached from the gross and material body and be situated on the Atma Tattva, the Adhyatmic Avastha, on the spiritual platform, transcendental platform, free from the three modes of material nature, above the gross and subtle material body. So, but then as you see the coconut, then when it is becoming ripe, more ripe, it becomes brown in color. And then the coconut pulp becomes very thick and very substantial. So in spiritual life also, as we progress, the realization is more substantial. And we can see that we are not this body. And then even more than when one is fully realized, and that is the example Prabhupada has given, just like when the coconut is fully ripe, completely ripe, then you shake the coconut and you can hear tok, tok, tok. The coconut pulp is completely detached from the coconut shell. So similarly, the pure devotee is completely detached from the gross and material body. Situated in the Swarup, Satchinananda Swarup. And then he may realize, then he has realized his form, and then he can actually engage in a loving exchange with Krishna. So the different stages are there, so we have to see that we can progress from Sambandha Gyan to Abhideya Gyan, and then Prayojan Gyan. Or Srila Rupa Goswami has explained more thoroughly in the Nectar of Devotion, the different stages of the Shraddha. First, we must have faith in this process that has been explained also in the last verses, yesterday or day before. Now, a few verses before, Prahlad Maharaj was explaining to his friends, so if you have faith in my words, then you please listen attentively. So we must have faith. And then by associating with the sadhu, sadhu sangha, with the realized souls, then the faith will actually increase. And then because the realization is increasing. And then we go further on. Then bhajana kriya, then under the direction of the sadhus, of the spiritual master, the devotees who are advanced, then we can properly perform devotional service. And then anatta nivritti, then all the unwanted things in our heart, they are eradicated, almost to nil, like we're reciting, nashtapa yesho vadesho nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, nashtapa yesho vadesho. The things abhadra which are inauspicious, nashta is destroyed, priyesh almost to nil. So, by hearing the Bhagavatam, or by reciting the Bhagavatam, by glorifying Krishna in the association of the Vaishnavas, and then bhakti is established very strongly. But even if one is already engaged in devotional activities and some bhakti is manifest by the purity of the heart of the consciousness, but then the anattas, they will go away. And then one may be fixed, nishta, in this devotional service. But still some impurities are there. Therefore it is explained there in the Bhagavatam. It is almost eradicated to nil, but still something little is left. But then as one goes on, so then from performing sadhana bhakti, following the rules and regulations under the guidance of the spiritual master, and then one will then hear from him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, so he has explained and to his followers, and also by showing us that we should study this Bhagavatam, especially also by Prahlad Maharaj, and by doing this then we can have practical realization that we are not this body. But then we have to go further on, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that actually if you want to enter into the highest realm, which is Golok, which is divided even in four parts, Krishna Loka, is divided in four. One is Dvarka, one is Matra, and one is Braj Vrindavan, and the fourth is Shetadip Navadvip. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he has come from Shetadip Navadvip, the spiritual realm. And as we know, so it's not different from Radha Krishna, from the highest realm, Braj Vrindavan, Braj Dham. So, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he has established the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then he has also shown and explained and told his disciples in what mood we should chant the holy name. So he came to actually give Braj Bhakti, and especially an Arpita Charim Chirakana Vatana Kala Samarpajanarud Jalamur Jala Sabhakti Shriyam Unadud Jala Ras. So that is the mood of the gopis, which are most exalted devotees, especially Shrimati Radharani. So, but first we have to of course perform Sadhana Bhakti, and then, but eventually Mahaprabhu has told, and the Acharyas, then we have to enter into Raganuga Bhakti. So following the eternal essence of Krishna in Braj, and then we can progress and come to the platform of Ruchi, Nam Ruchi, when one is actually then relishing the chanting of our holy names, and one will realize Krishna, and Krishna Nama non different, Nama Chintama Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So Krishna Nama and Krishna Nama are non-different. Nama and Chintamani Krishna. Just a touchstone. You can get whatever you want from Krishna. So, and Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta, the Krishna Nama. So Krishna Swarup is there. And by chanting Krishna Nama, so we can realize. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, so he was chanting the holy names and telling everyone to chant the holy names. So he sent his followers, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and when he was going to South India, whoever he met. So he was giving Krishna Padesh and telling them to chant the holy names. So they were then doing that. So in this way then we can advance if we take the bhav or the mood which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to give, and that is our goal to enter. Mostly devotees, of course there may some exceptions may be there, but mostly the devotees, they are aspiring to go to Golok, but of course if somebody wants to go to Vaikuntha, no harm, no problem, they may go if they belong there. Or we have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and they perform their wonderful pastimes in the spiritual world in Ayodhya, and we may go there also. But so mostly being in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, and followers of Rupa Goswami, we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnavas. So therefore Sri Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, after in the Mangalacharan, after the Guru Pranam Mantra, Om Agyanati Marandasya, immediately he recited one verse referring to Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahabhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. So we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnavas. If you see the Pranam Mantra of Bhakti Siddhanta or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are known as following Rupa Goswami. So they are the followers of Rupa Goswami, who is a very dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has shown us the process how to advance and attain the goal, which is then go to Golok, and there is serving Srimati Radharani as a confidential associate, Sri Rupa Manjari. So at least we should know, and we should pray that maybe in the future, so we may be able to progress more and more, you may be able to be qualified to enter into Raganuga Bhakti and then chant Krishna Nam with some transcendental taste, Nam Ruchi, or serve the deities with so much transcendental taste, being relatively free from the three modes of material nature. So Seva Ruchi, Nam Ruchi. And then, but even on this stage, actually some impurities are there. But then we may go further and come to the platform of Asakti, when one is strongly attached to Krishna, and then one is completely detached from this material world. That the example is given of the ripe coconut pulp, which is detached from the body, from the coconut shell. So the platform of a Shakti, someone is then realized, and then the bhav is there, the transcendental emotions are coming from the soul, and then there's a real loving exchange with Krishna. And then we can realize our Sudh fully, and then we may enter into the Lilas of Krishna, and that is known then as Vastu Siddhi. So that has been explained by Prabhupada and also by the previous Acharyas. So we should try to advance more and more. And first of all, chanting the holy names nicely, hearing Bhagavatam, studying the scriptures, serving the deities, and try to establish the relationship first with the deity. And then we can see that the deity are not different from the holy names also. And Gonitaya here, very beautiful. And so, of course, we take darshan every day. And then we should pray also, so we may make more and more advancement. So we may realize our eternal form. But at the same time, of course, we have to always follow the instructions of the spiritual master and do some practical service that is required. So that is the desire of Mahaprabhu Nityananda, so that my name should be chanted in every town and village. So by Prabhupada, through Prabhupada, who is Mahaprabhu's confidential devotee, empowered by Mahaprabhu, by the disciplic succession, by Radha Krishna, so Krishna's holy names are actually chanted in every town and village. All over the world, you can go anywhere. And some devotees are there. You can go even to the North Pole or South Pole. Devotees have gone everywhere. So in every town and village, you may go and you may then see how the devotees are have distributed books. And they are now everywhere. And therefore, the devotees have gone everywhere, and wherever the devotees are going, they are chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so by establishing a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, that is, the songs are there by the previous Acharyas, without having a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, so it is not possible then to have a relationship with Mahaprabhu, what to speak of Radha and Krishna. So we take shelter of the spiritual master, the previous Acharyas, especially the six Goswamis, but even Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda Roy. Raghunath Das Goswami, who is known as the Acharya for Prayojan Gyan, of course even Rupa Goswami is giving all transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master is giving Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan and Prayojan Gyan. But still, Sanatan Goswami is known as the Acharya for Sambandha, Rupa Goswami for Abhideya, and Raghunath Das Goswami for Prayojan Gyan. So the highest level of spiritual understanding there. And so he has given some verses, because even as we progress in spiritual life, so we are facing some difficulties. And especially the difficulties are coming from our own conditioned nature, and especially from our own mind. The mind is the best friend or the greatest enemy. And it is not so easy to control the mind and the senses. But one has to endeavor, and therefore Raghunatha Goswami has given some instructions to the mind, Manashiksha, instructions to the mind. And there he is praying to his mind that my dear mind, and he's saying that Guru Goste Gostali Susajan Busurgan Swamantra Srinami Navyuvadvande, that I can't remember the last two lines, but there he's explaining that and he's praying to his mind, my dear mind, I'm imploring you, I'm touching your feet. So the mind may also take a form. So I'm touching your feet, I'm begging to you, my dear brother, saying my dear, addressing his mind as brother, because in the same body there, the soul is there, the ahankar, the false ego, the intelligence and the mind. So he's saying, my brother, I'm begging to you, I'm touching your feet, please. Sadadamba hitva. So for always, give up all pride. Don't think you're a special devotee, you're a great devotee. Just realize you're very insignificant. Kuru ratim, but then with rati, with attachment. You remember guru, goshte. Goshte means the brajadam. Goshtalishu means the brajavasis. And especially Sisi Radha Krishna. By chanting the Harinam and Sva Mantra, the Gayatri Mantras, which are also none different from Krishna Sarup, or Garanga Sarup. And then you give all respect to the Sajjan also, and Bhusurgan, all the gentlemen of this world, all the general devotees, the four kinds of sampradayas, they should be all respected. And Bhusurgan, the Sura, the demigods of Bhulok, of this earthly planet, these are known the Brahmanas. So we have to respect all of them. And even like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada spiritual master, in his some of his temples, like in the main temple in Navadvi, in Mayapur, so he has there Sisi Goranga Gandharvika Giridhari. So Mahaprabhu's deity is there, and Radha Krishna. And in the four directions, there he has the four acharyas there. And then of course the worshipable deity of the acharya, like for Madhvacharya, Lord Brahma, the Adiguru, and then Nimbarkacharya, the four Kumaras are there. And Vishnu Swami, Lord Shiva, and Ramanuja, Lakshmi Devi. So they even have a small murti of them on the side. And they are showing respect to them. So everyone has to be respected. And always trying to control the mind and being very always in a humble mood and very tolerant and respectful. And then always chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then we can approach Radha Ras Bihari. So we are very fortunate, Prabhupada, he came here and he manifested by his will, then. So this beautiful temple has been built and the beautiful deities have manifested here. That is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who is an eternal associate of Mahaprabhu and Sisi Radha Krishna. Nikunji yuno radikeli siddhaya yalibir yuktira pekshaniya tatati daksha tati valabhasya vandeguro sri charanaravindam. So the spiritual master, as we pray every day, is there in the Kunji Leela of Radha Krishna serving in the Gopi Sarup. Of course, some may be in Sakya Sarup, Prabhupada has explained. Most of our acharyas are in Gopi Sarup, but some of them are Sakha. So, and then, so by Prabhupada's mercy, so Radha Ras Bihari are there. Sisi Radha Krishna. So Krishna is having his Rasa Leela, which is well-known and celebrated Leela of Krishna is the Rasa Leela, the dancing with the gopis. And Prabhupada in one place he has explained that is the perfection of life, to dance with Krishna. Or to play with Krishna like the cowboys. Or like Mother Yashoda, having this loving relationship with her darling son Krishna. So that is the goal, is to enter there, these pastimes. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu and then Radha Ras Bihari, we can taste this transcendental mellow, and then we can realize our swarup, our ras, our actual relationship with Krishna, in shantaras, neutral relationship like the animals in Braj or the trees. But they also, it is mentioned at one point that they are neutral, but at the same time in Braj, they have also this seva bhav. So even the trees and the animals, they want to serve Krishna. They are loving Krishna. So in Braj, so therefore it is explained sometimes that Shantaras is only, it is mentioned there, but everyone has a loving relationship. So then basically then many times, four times of relationships are explained, dasyaras, the servitorship, and then sakyaras, the friendly relationship with Krishna, like Sudam, Sridham, Madhu Mangal, and then Vatsalya Bhava, Madhu Yashoda, Nanda Bhava. But then the highest is the relationship with Krishna, the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. So Radha Ras Bihari, they can give that if you are properly following the process given by Prabhupada in the previous acharyas. And then of course we have all respect also for Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So Sitaram are expanded forms of ultimately Sisirana and Krishna. So Krishna is Mool Roop and Ram is an expansion of Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is Mool Shakti. And Sita Devi is expansion of Srimati Radharani. So that has been explained by the previous acharyas. When Sitaram were there in Dandakaranya forest, so then some sages were there doing meditation, actually trying to enter into Krishna Lila. And they were having Gopi Bhav. And they saw Ram. And then they had the same feelings as for Krishna. And they were a little surprised. And then, but then Krishna and Maramchandra understood their mood and their bhava, and he said, well, in this life, ekapatnivrat, I have taken the vow only to take one wife. Although as king, he may have married, taken many wives, but that was his Naravat Lila, his pastime in this world, and just being exemplary and showing that we should be also satisfied with one wife. And so he was exemplary. King, Maryada Purushottam, not transgressing on any rules and regulations of the scriptures. But he's also Purushottam, the greatest personality. So Tin Purushottam, three Purushottam are there. Maryada Purushottam, Ram, then, so they're all here. Maryada Purushottam, Ram, and then Lila Purushottam, Krishna, and Prem Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these devotees, Dandakaranya, they had love for Krishna, but they saw Ram, and they also then had love for Ram. And then what he told them, you will get attain perfection when Krishna will appear in this world. So that was in Treta Yuga, when they saw him. And they were then still continuing with their meditation and their sadhana to attain Krishna in Braj. But they had to wait, of course, some time, and then end of Dwapar Yuga. Maybe they went to one more, to some other universe where Krishna was performing his pastimes, and then entering Krishna Lila. So, by following Prabhupada's instructions and the previous acharya's instructions, in the association of the Vaishnavas, so we may attain even in this lifetime the goal of life, which is entering into the Lila of Mahaprabhu and Krishna, or even Ram Lila. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yeah, one question here.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you for a very nice class. I was wondering whether, can you say something about what are those 16 transformations? Vikara, Shraddha.
Yes. Okay. So what do you want to know about these?
What are they? What do they mean, the transformations?
Okay. Yes. So that it is mentioned in the verse. Prabhupada is explained here. And Sodasa Vikara, 16 transformations, that means that first the eight material elements are there, and then the three modes of material nature, and that is a transformation by the interaction, and Prabhupada has also hinted to that in the purport, that the three modes of material nature are there, Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. And then according to that, then the different living entities, they will have different perceptions, and then so it will manifest in a different form. But basically then the 16 sodasa, so 16 transformations are there, the 11 senses. So So, and then the five gross elements. So, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So, that these are the gross material elements. Of course, already air and ether are quite subtle, but still are considered gross elements. And then the ten senses are there. The five knowledge acquiring senses. So, that means the eyes. The nose, the mouth, the ear, and the sense of touch. But these five senses, we can acquire knowledge. For example, we can read, and we can see the deities. So this way we get through the eyes, we get this knowledge. We can perceive the things with the eyes. And so we get this information, knowledge. Especially by saying Krishna, then we get transcendental knowledge. But even otherwise, in the material world, you have the eyes so you can read. And then you can learn something. And then the ear, we hear, which is ultimately considered to be most important. Especially Shabda Brahma. Hearing from the spiritual master, the realized soul about Krishna. That Krishna will manifest in the heart. By hearing, you can also see. By hearing about Krishna, then you can see Krishna. And then by smelling, you can also understand some things. For example, if you have some food, and you don't know if it is fresh, somebody is giving you some food. So by smelling, you can see if it is fresh or not. Like sometimes you have sabji, if it is vegetables, if it is hot, then it may go bad. And we don't know exactly. If after 4 hours we get some vegetables, then we don't know shall we eat or not. Then we may smell and then we can see if it is still alright or not. And then we can smell the incense offered to the deities and then we are purified. And then we can get this transcendental knowledge. And then the mouth is there by which we can taste the foodstuffs and of course by which we can chant the holy name. Which is then, after hearing, then actually the kirtan, first we hear, but then after kirtanam, becomes most important, chanting the holy names. And by chanting, Atasi Krishna Nabhavadi, Nabhavigram India, Sevamukhe, Jivado Yasparati Adaha. So this devotional service actually after hearing starts with taking Krishna Prasad, then we become purified, we can be protected. And then we chant the holy names and then we can realize Krishna Sarup. Krishna Nama are not different. So most important activity then is performed by the tongue, by chanting the holy names. So but first we have to hear and we have to hear for long time this transcendental subject matter. And then we have to chant the holy names. Without chanting the holy names, even hearing is not sufficient. But we have to chant the holy names. It is the Yuga Dharma. It is a process by which we can attain perfection. So we have to chant the holy names and very nicely we have to chant the holy names without offenses. And then we can get this transcendental knowledge. And then by touch also we can acquire some knowledge. So and then the five working senses are there. The hands by which you can work. The legs. And then even, of course, the private parts and the anus also. So these are required also. And the 11th sense, that is known as the mind, by which we can also control the senses. And especially by remembering Krishna, Savai Mana Krishna Padada Vindayor. Without focusing on the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga and Krishna, you cannot control the mind. And neither can you control the senses. So, but we try to control the mind, and we could try to control senses. This both, because sometimes we control the mind, but if the senses are not controlled, then also the mind will be going here and there. And if we try to control the senses by eating little, sleeping little, not looking here and there, but still, if the mind is not fixed, then also it will be not sufficient. So we have to endeavor to control the mind and senses. But that is only possible by engaging them in Krishna Seva. Otherwise it is not possible. Otherwise it is artificial. But by thinking about Krishna and engaging all the senses, like Ambarish Maharaj, it is explained, he was engaging all the senses, the five knowledge acquiring senses and the five working senses in Krishna Seva. But especially he was thinking about Krishna. Savayamana Krishna Padada Vindayor. He was meditating on the lotus feet with his mind of Krishna. And then he was engaging all the senses. And then he was, yes, properly situated. So we have to do it in the same way. So, and there is an interaction there between the senses and the sense objects. As explained here, the form and then the rupa, the form, ras, the taste, gandha, smell, shabda, sound, and sparsha, touch. So with the knowledge acquiring senses, then there is an interaction with the sense objects. So that is meant by the 16 sodasa. Vikar. So those are the 16 transformations are there, elements are there. So, and according to the living entities, so they have different sense perceptions. So that may vary according to the mode of those in the mode of goodness, they're seeing things in one way. Those in the mode of passion seeing things in another way. Not the same. And those of ignorance also. So there are many transformations actually. Also according to three modes of material nature. So that is practically endless. So, alright?
Thank you.
Anything else? Karantra Chamar Bhagavatam Aki. Srila Prabhupada Aki.